this is an unfortunate situation where, you know, we picked up a quality reliever in JB, and, you know, that was the decision that was made. You know, when we assured him that he was on the right path, it's been a wonderful first impression, but you know, there's some work that needs to be done. He'll continue to do that and just put himself in the right position to get back here as soon as possible, which I know he will. But in getting a guy like JB into the system, we feel like was a no-brainer, and we're all excited to meet him. We know that he's had a lot of success throwing the baseball for the A's, and you know, got a little banged up this year and maybe just didn't get off the type of start that he wanted to. You know, it was you know, obviously a move the front office continues to the type of move the front office continues to make is they're exploring ways to make us better. And this certainly was the case when we picked up JB.
Torrey, what would you guys like Poppin to work on specifically?
I you know, consistency with the secondary stuff, just a general comfort with some of our defensive plays and the things we ask our pitchers to do outside of throwing a baseball. And he you know, is going to eagerly attack some of those things that we talked about and make himself a little bit better.
Nick?
Hey, Torrey, what's going on with Widener?
Yeah, Widener is still battling some cold symptoms. I had a chance to talk to him, see him today. And we just want to make sure that he continues to get stronger and feel good. And before we find the spot for him to go out there and throw for us again. So he's feeling better, but not perfect.
So have you guys negative on the COVID stuff and he's back at the ballpark?
Correct. Correct. He's been passing this COVID test. So yes, he was back at the ballpark today. But well before anybody else was around him.
So he's already gone back home?
Yes, correct.
Does he need to throw like a side probably before you can look at starting him again?
Yeah, we talked about that today. We just want to see how he feels tonight after coming to the ballpark today. Yeah, we've talked about a bunch of different options, and you know, there's contingencies to the original plan, and we'll figure out what's going to happen over the next probably 24 hours. I'll be able to give you guys an update at that point.
Do you know what the rules are with this? I mean, if he's COVID negative, I assume he's on the COVID IL, right? So there's probably only so many days he can stay there if he keeps testing negative.
I think so. Correct. I don't know what the exact protocol is, but we're continuing to test him and make sure that he's okay. So, I'm not sure what the exact rules are, to be honest with you. No, he threw a 30 pitch pen today. We're targeting an AZL appearance in the next couple of days, but we just got to see how he feels through today. Stuart Fairchild was cleared for all baseball activity yesterday. I'm sorry, I failed to mention that. So today he took BP in the cage and took three live ABs and seemed to feel just fine. Luke Weaver will throw tomorrow in Reno. I think I mentioned that already. It should get you guys up to date.
Was that for Fairchild? Was that in an AZL game or was that just a inter squad type
thing? Yeah, just an inter squad game. We have guys constantly throwing to hitters, and it was not a game.
George, what's the ranch on your shirt?
Yeah, Gosser Ranch. Dan Heron gave me this shirt, and I got about 45 shirts, so it just kind of got into that progression line. He has a place up there. It's a pretty unique spot. We've been talking about it, and he brought me a T-shirt, so I thought I would wear it today. You should look it up.
With Caleb's outing yesterday, if Widener's not able to go, is Caleb a guy? Could he find himself back in the rotation after his performance yesterday?
You know, Caleb threw the ball exceptionally well yesterday. We want that to continue. We will still continue to evaluate him and make decisions moving forward that'll best help him and this team. So I don't know that answer, but I do like what he gave us yesterday.
Torrey, could he be available for a spot start?
Well, we have to consider his day like a start yesterday. He threw 80 pitches, I think 79 or 80 pitches. So he's going to be down for several days. So we got to get him through that period of time before we can consider him for anything else.
Anything else? Any questions? All right. Thank you,
Torrey. Thanks,
everyone. Thanks, Torrey.
Thanks, Torrey.